This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, Lante with Austin Berkland and Isaac Trotter. Alec is here as well. I do. Yeah. You told me, and then I wrote it down.
Okay.
It is Trotter?
That's right.
Okay, yeah, Isaac Trotter.
You finally remember. Just one time, 2 years later.
Derek Piper, you just heard from him, out in Arizona. Mike Carpenter's going to come by. Carp from the 200 level is going to swing by around 5:30. We're going to do Drive Time. We're going to do Trev's Ticket. So we're going to get right to this. We had an argument of what to touch on Drive Time, and I left. I didn't leave for good, obviously, but I just walked out of the room, not for that reason. I went to get sunflower seeds. I have no idea what we decided on, so I'm going to let you, Austin, handle that as we do Drive Time. Drive Time. Thank you to Honda BMW of Champaign for a wide selection of new and used vehicles. Check out Honda BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com. Drive Time. All right, Austin, what are we hitting on in Drive Time? Oh, and I got to turn your mic on.
Yes, that would help out a lot. But yes, let's start out with Mark D'Antonio. Mark D'Antonio, his athletic director said that firing him, that's not even in a discussion. He was quoted saying, quote, Mark's our head coach. There's no question about that. So Mark D'Antonio will be sticking around in Michigan State's terms, but we don't know if that means Mark D'Antonio might retire after this year because he is 2 years older than Lovie Smith. People forget that.
I'm going to make this quick on my response to that. I think Mark D'Antonio, what he has done at Michigan State and what he's been able to do in terms of taking that program, which, listen, it's got a big history to it. It's not like Michigan State has never been good in football. But what he's been able to do, I'm okay with the fact that Michigan State basically is saying, you know what, you can coach as long as you want. Kirk Ferentz deserves the same thing at Iowa. They have brought so much good to that program. Now, if they go 0-11 or whatever, three straight years, I guess maybe a step in. But other than that, Isaac, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, he's led Michigan State to some of the best football of their tenure, right?
Like,
that can make sense. But the blame that should be leveled upon him is not unwarranted. They have not been good the last 4 years. They are just 24-22 overall in the last four seasons, including 15-17 in Big Ten play. When you have expectations that are high and when you go to these New Year's Day bowls, that means that teams go, hey, we want you here every single year. This is the type of teams you need to be. And Michigan State just isn't that right now. So they can say D'Antonio is here to stay, and I get it. It's probably the right decision. But overall, Mark D'Antonio has been very average the last 4 years.
Before the uprising of Harbaugh, Franklin, and Urban Meyer, it was Mark D'Antonio's Big Ten East.
No doubt.
Now that those three, now Ryan Day, are recruiting at an incredible level and are winning at the high clip that they each are, Michigan State's kind of back to being that fourth school in that Big Ten East. And maybe even the fifth school year in year if Indiana has a great year, Maryland has a great year.
I think he took advantage of when Rich Rod was there. He took advantage of who was the next guy that replaced Rich Rod?
Brady Hoke.
I think D'Antonio took advantage of that and became he was big brother for a while, getting the better recruits in Michigan and around the area. And then when Harbaugh came in, I think that's changed it a little bit. The recruits now starting to go a little bit more towards Michigan. But D'Antonio took advantage of that situation and did well.
All right, next story. This is from Adrian Wojnarowski. The NCAA has ruled Memphis forward James Wiseman, the possible number one overall pick in 2020's NBA draft, ineligible, his lawyers say in Memphis. Then Sudu Upadate, he's from a Memphis TV station, continued on and saying, high-profile Memphis attorney Leslie Ballin, which is a great name for a basketball lawyer, says the NCAA has ruled James Wiseman ineligible to play. He says Penny Hardaway helped finance Wiseman and his family's move to Memphis back in high school. The NCAA has deemed Penny a booster.
So, supposedly, Penny Hardaway loaned money to his family to buy a house.
To basically move to Memphis.
Yeah.
And this was in the 2018 season. Later in 2018, on November 20th of 2018, James Wiseman picked Memphis over a bunch of offers, including Kentucky and Duke. This is recruiting.
Ridiculous. Right? Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't even know if that's, is that legal? I mean, it's legal to do. I can give somebody money to go buy a house, I guess.
I will say this.
It doesn't sound like it would be legal recruiting-wise.
Right. No, it's definitely not legal recruiting-wise. Or a lot of other teams would be just starting to do this more. But here's the thing that I think frustrates me a little bit. James Wiseman is getting punished for this. He's going to be ineligible and can't play this year. And doesn't, you know, now his draft stock is very up in the air. I don't think it affects it that much. Teams are still going to roll the dice on a guy who was a number
one
player
in Europe or something.
Right. And he can make his money. The problem is that Penny Hardaway doesn't get punished right now.
Right.
And that really frustrates me.
Although, if you take Wiseman away from his team, he technically does.
You know what, I'm saying, though? Because, like, there's going to be a due process here. We need to do all the investigation. We'll let Penny coach while the investigation's underway, but Wiseman can't play.
I see.
So, after all of this, the 18-year-old is the one that gets punished, really.
Yeah.
And that kind of frustrates me a little bit.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Cliff Alexander's mom.
All right.
You know, I mean, stay away from your kid's future. That's all I got to say about that.
You're the dad. You can say it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Danny Navarro, we talked about him in the first hour. Congratulations not only to him for the scholarship offer, but to his parents.
Yes.
Right? Because they're sitting there going, you did what? Yes! So congrats to well earned. That was a cool thing to see on Twitter with Lovey making that announcement for Navarro. If you missed it, he, in front of the team, said, by the way, Navarro's got a full scholarship. That's awesome.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that in the second hour yesterday.
That's
it
cool.
It was awesome.
Very
such a
cool.
Great moment.
Yep.
All right, Chase Young. He is suspended for this week's game against Maryland for taking a loan out from a family friend. NCAA is investigating this, and Ohio State's investigating this as well. Chase Young said this on Twitter. Unfortunately, I won't be playing this week because of an NCAA eligibility issue. I made a mistake last year by accepting a loan from a family friend I've known since the summer before my freshman year at OSU. I repaid it in full last summer, and I'm working with the university and NCAA to go back on the field as soon as possible. I want to thank my family, teammates, coaches, and the whole Ohio State community for their love and support. God bless and go Bucks.
Okay. Again, this is a different situation from the actual coach recruiting you.
Yeah.
Giving your family money to move into a new house, essentially. Chase Young did this from a friend, I guess. So, I don't know. You know, I mean, I know we want to, we've got our claws out right now, right? We've got our claws out about to say, oh, well, look, Memphis will get punished to the hilt and Ohio State will skate by on this. But, you know, I don't know that that's that bad. Now, again, I don't know the rules that well. I'm not sure the NCAA does either. But I'm not sure that that is a punishable offense. But obviously it is. But I don't see this one as bad as the other.
It comes down to who is this family friend?
Right.
And why did they give him the money the summer before he came to Ohio State? And was this the reason why you came into Ohio
State? Does he sit on that 50-yard line there at at the horseshoe?
Right. That's the real question here.
Yeah.
We don't know that answer. I don't know that answer either. So when the investigation will take place, they'll find that out. Although many people are saying that since he did pay him back and since he is cooperating with the NCAA with everything that they're doing, there is a chance that he could be playing by the end of this season.
All right. That is Drive Time, brought to you by Honda BMW of Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. And online at drivechampagne.com.
Talk about a Friday news dump.
Yeah, no doubt.
Of those two stories, and wow.
What was the other? Oh, you had a thing about the Cubs. You
The Cubs possibly are going to trade Wilson Contreras.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
I'm cool with the Cubs trade Wilson Contreras.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, wait.
Have fun with that one.
I want to hear this.
Yeah, Jeff Paston said multiple teams in search of catching help believe Cubs catcher Wilson Contreras will be available this winter. The Cubs will get creative this winter, and with a deep catching free agent market, they could trade Contreras and begin retooling under new manager David Ross.
Do it. This is the catcher that is better than Yachty. Is that right?
Right.
The best catcher in baseball is what I was told.
That's...
I think this is the right move because
you've
got to trade one of their core four. And if this means signing Yasmani Grandal, I'm all for this because you've got to have that catcher with him. And I think you got to trade him for starting pitching help as well.
So I agree.
I think that's the right move.
Do you get rid of Contreras and Schwarber?
I would do that.
Yeah, if you could get pitching help.
Austin's going to get murdered on Twitter for saying he's going to trade Kyle Schwarber. Our boy,
yeah.
Count Tommy, does not
Count
believe,
Tommy hates that.
Believe that. Kyle Schwarber makes $6 million and hit 37 tanks last year.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Good enough to play.
Get him out of here. He's a Hoosier. All right, when we come back, it's Trev's ticket. You've got him? You've got Trev's ticket.
Yes, I do.
I
got to
go find mine. I don't think I brought him. I think they're at the office right now in Villa Grove. That always does a guy a lot of good. It's The Drive.
Ordering online? Just click, and your purchase appears at your doorstep. But the vehicles that move your order, trucks, jets, and ships, create a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. That's why ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics are developing algae biofuels that can reduce emissions from all those trucks, jets, and ships by half. The upshot? A future where your deliveries are just as convenient and greener. Learn more at energyfactor.com.
Looking for some standout gifts for big clients this holiday season? Miniman Press has a chocolate vendor to stamp your company logo on pieces of chocolate.
Really? Chocolate.
Plus, we can get our logo on the keyboard calendar that has the whole year right at our clients' fingertips. Easy to access.
Chocolate.
Lucinda, what's your vote for a neat promotional piece to hand out?
Chocolate.
Minuteman Press, online at cuprinting.com.
Illini fans, mark your calendars now for the Game Day Spirit Winter Stadium Sale. The date is Saturday, December 7th in the Great West Hall of Memorial Stadium. Save up to 90% off on Illini merchandise and fine brands like Nike, Columbia, Champion, and 47 brand. There's something for every Illini fan. Hats, tees, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, jerseys, and more. You won't want to miss this one-day clearance event. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for details and previews of special offers. Don't miss the sale Saturday, December 7th at Memorial Stadium. Go Illini!
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? Or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
From ooh to aww. Whatever reaction you're looking for this holiday, spread more joy with holiday cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And now you can get up to 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. Discover cards in the latest trends or fill a calendar with your favorite photos. So make more merry at Vistaprint.com with up to 50% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus great deals on photo gifts. Just enter code HOLIDAY50 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Code HOLIDAY50.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
Finally, I mean, it's taken 11 weeks to get here, but finally, college football gives us that can't-miss high-level, high-stakes game this season. Tomorrow, number 2 LSU, playoff rankings, visits number 3 Alabama. Vegas likes the Tide. The world seems to like the Tigers. Typically, when this happens, you ride with Vegas, but this isn't about that. This is about us college football fans having a game to look forward to and just hope it doesn't let us down. But with these two offenses and quarterbacks, it shouldn't. I don't expect Tua better than about 85% in reality, but as long as he doesn't take a shot on that right ankle, he can be devastating. Same, obviously, with LSU's Joe Burrow. LSU hasn't won against Bama in 8 years. Bama hasn't lost at home in 31 games. This is why we love this sport. But why'd you take so long? In 60 seconds, this is what happens when you do it right.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
It was cool to see last night here in Charlotte. Arguably the greatest player in Charlotte NBA history made his return to this city. Kemba Walker came back with his new team, the Boston Celtics. And he wasn't booed at all. In fact, he was roundly cheered. There was a fantastic Kemba tribute video. And after that, the Hornets PA announcer did something PA announcers don't typically do in this situation. He introduced Kemba Walker with the same fire and passion as he did for years when Kemba was a Hornet. Amazing what happens when a player leaves a legacy at a place and then burns no bridges when he leaves. He's the anti-KD, the anti-AD, the anti-LeBron after the decision. Kemba said repeatedly he would prefer to stay in Charlotte entering free agency, but the franchise offered him some $60 million below the max he deserved, and that wasn't okay, and it shouldn't have been. The fans here knew that. When Kemba was part of a sign-and-trade to the Celtics, there was no ill will, and frankly, there never will be. It was a cool moment. We don't get to see that often. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
Your dreams require dedication and innovation, and Busey is the trusted advisor to make those dreams reality. Whether you're saving for your child's education, keeping the family in the family business, or planning your dream retirement, Busey's team can help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We've been waiting for this, the Black November sales. We've been nursing our old appliances along, but now's the time. We went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and right away we knew we were in the right place. They had a huge sale on GE, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Frigidaire, Electrolux. We picked out a GE convection range, but told the salesman we wanted to look around. Then he showed us all the other store's sales on their websites, and Dick Van Dyke's deal beat them all. We saved $140 compared to the big box lumberyard's Black November deal on our new stove. Wow.
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during our Black November sale. We always beat every competitor's deal, and Black November is no exception. Dick Van Dyke will beat any competitor's Black November sale. Wow.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get the most out of your ride, no matter the road. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right, all while saving precious time and money. And you can save even more with our great deals, like 5 quarts of Pennzoil high-mileage motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start your job fast. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm on my way to the big game, number one. Versus number two in the polls. Got a tailgate spot, got the 50-yard line seats, and nothing will stop me from getting to my game. Oh no, it's my stupid car battery. I've had this thing for a long time. I'm out in the middle of nowhere without a cell phone signal.
Don't be like this, super fan. Come into Interstate All Battery Center in Champaign. They have a free battery test, no appointment needed. If you need a new car battery, they will find the perfect battery for your car or truck. So power into Interstate All Battery Center on North Madison, Champaign.
I hate to say it, Isaac, but nobody cares. What? Hey, it's the drive. I'm kidding.
Oh, I know.
I know. We were just going through the list. Isaac, if you don't know, am I supposed to announce this?
You can do whatever you want.
It's public. Recently engaged.
Yeah.
And he was ripping off the list of what he is in charge of doing. It's a good list.
She's got me busy.
She has you vested.
That's right. I am in charge of the honeymoon. I'm in charge of getting addresses for all the people on my side that are being invited to the wedding.
Man.
I'm in charge of getting the website set up.
Wow.
I've been doing that, which is kind of fun.
That's a new thing for everybody,
It's really cool, actually. It makes your job way easier.
I bet.
Is it through the Knot?
Yes.
Nice.
What's the Knot?
It's
like FOBU?
It's like the Facebook of weddings.
Oh.
It's really cool.
The Knot. Are you guys... How many new things pop up on a daily basis?
About 12.
And how do you guys keep up with that?
Well, it's not that hard because it's always in front of us.
Oh.
Twitter and Instagram and Facebook,
well,
it's just always there. So when you see it every single day and it's the new thing that you see 10, 12, 15, 20 people talking about it, it makes it really easy. Then you click on it and you're fine. Like for example, Alana Inquirer, if you haven't known, if you become a VIP subscriber,
mm-hmm.
right?
I'm
you
there.
Can you can now have CBS All Access.
Oh,
so that's your
I didn't know that.
That's your new thing. Well, now you. Well, now maybe if you looked around a little bit, you would see that.
Do you watch Blue Bloods?
No.
You can watch all the Blue Bloods you want.
CBS All Access means you can watch all the shows. You can watch all their football games, all their sports on there all the time. It's $99 value that you get for free for just being a subscriber.
Now, okay, I did not know that.
Well, I had never actually been a part of that, but seeing all the people post about it and tweet about it, and this is what you need to do, and read the articles about it, I had to look through it and find all the things now I like. That's your inundation to new things.
I am literally on the – people my age are on the cusp of you either going to jump full – you're going to jump in the deep end or you're just going to run. I'm running. I'm running as far away from FOBU and Hulu and The Knot and everything in between. Is that fair? I'm just gonna go.
Just do your own thing and hang out in Villa Grove and have a great time.
Forcing me to become even older in a hurry is what it is, and I need to jump on. All right, time for Trev's ticket. Time for Trev's ticket. Carp's in the house, so he's gonna join us here in a minute to close the show out. Can't wait to visit with Mike Carpenter again, 200 level. We'll ask him about his thoughts on Illinois football and basketball. Of course, they play tonight. So here's what we're going to do. We each brought our bets, right? Our picks.
Yes.
And then Trevor sent his to you. So I'm going to do mine real quick. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. So Arizona State's at home, now a 1.5-point favorite against USC. The Devils have lost two straight games on the road. They're back home. They need to win. This is an important win. It would make them bowl eligible for Herm Edwards. I think they come out and get it done against USC, especially with getting a point and a half. So take the money on ASU getting a point and a half. Tennessee is at Kentucky. Kentucky's good. Tennessee has gotten so much better the last few weeks. I don't know if you've noticed. I think Tennessee gets this done, plus they're getting a point and a half. Take the Vols in this one. I like LSU getting 6 at Bama. That could be dangerous, but I like LSU. Take the points there. This is really dangerous, but I think Penn State gets it done at Minnesota. I even think they get it done to the point where they can cover the 7-point spread, although I hate that touchdown spread. I'll take Penn State, stinky smelly. And Illinois, 14.5 dogs. Go with Illinois. Take the money on Illinois, at least keeping that game within 14.5. I think Illinois' offense is good enough to score some points, and I don't think Michigan State's offense is good enough to blow Illinois out, if you will. So those are my Trev's tickets.
Well done. Here's Trevor's tickets, right? If you really want to know what the master Trevor Belise is. Now, granted, these were made by his family based on who he thinks colors, team colors, who the mascots.
Oh, that's right.
This is all built in, so take that for what it's worth. He loves Maryland plus 44.5 against Ohio State.
Wow.
That's a big, big number, 44.5 points. He is all over Minnesota plus 7 against Penn State. Purdue and Northwestern, he has under 40. I kind of like that one, too, because Northwestern can't score. Illinois plus 15, it's now down to 14.5 or 14.
Well, it was on Bovada. It might be different on something else.
LSU plus 6.5.
Okay.
He's right there with you on that one. To the NFL slate, he's got 3 that he likes. The Chargers are minus 1.
Mm.
He likes the Seahawks plus 6 against
the
49ers.
Didn't the Chargers play last night, right? They played last night.
Yes, so that obviously didn't work out so well.
That didn't work out.
They lost by 2. And then he likes the Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals, plus 4.5.
Okay, what was the other one I interrupted you?
Seahawks plus 6 against the 49ers.
Okay, I think this is the week it ends for the Niners. I think Seattle gets it done. I like that pick a lot, especially if they're getting 6.5.
So do you want to go with mine or AB? You want to go?
Let's go Burke.
All right, I have Baylor minus 3 over TCU because I think Baylor is just a dominant football team
They're pretty good this year.
480 yards per game, only allowing 18.5 points per game.
Wow.
Matt Rhule has just done a phenomenal job with the Baylor Bears and what he took over.
I say we play them in a bowl game.
We've already done it and beat them.
And so I like that. Let's meet them in a bowl game and we'll beat them again.
In Texas.
Yes. In Texas. Amen.
I have Illinois outright beating Michigan State. Okay. We've talked about that.
Plus 450.
Yes. Kansas State, I have beating.
What does that mean?
That means if you bet $100, you win $450 if Illinois wins. So you're basically quadrupling your money.
Okay.
Lon's all happy about
that
one.
All of a sudden, I'm like, hey.
Yeah, I have Kansas State at plus 7, beating the spread against Texas. Texas has not been playing really good football. Kansas State, the number 16 team in the country. Chris Klieman has done an unbelievable job. Former coach of Carson Wentz. I got to throw that one in there.
Oh, boy.
I have the Dallas Cowboys covering over the Minnesota Vikings. Thielen is out for Minnesota, and I think the Dallas Cowboys offense is good enough to take advantage of this Vikings defense.
I would let Cook run the ball 50 times.
Right.
Dalvin's awesome.
Fantasy guy.
I have Buffalo outright beating Cleveland Browns. Buffalo is the underdogs by 2.5 points. Baker Mayfield has been playing terrible football as of late, and Buffalo's defense is so stout.
They made Tom Brady look really bad.
Yeah. Don't you feel like at some point Cleveland's going to finally, finally, but we say that every week, and they haven't.
Right. Odell Beckham Jr., he's having some big-time dysfunction now with the Cleveland Browns.
Freddie
Kitchens is terrible. And then my next game, I have Purdue outright beating Northwestern. Purdue is +2 this weekend. It's so weird that Northwestern is favored, even at home.
Third-string quarterback for Purdue. Is that why?
Again, though, I just feel like it's Purdue's offense and their running attack is going to be able to do good things against Northwestern. I have the Lions beating the spread against the Bears. They're only Bears are favored by 2.5 points. And then finally, I have Seattle. You know what? I was going to say beating the spread against the 49ers. Seattle's outright beating 49ers this week because I think Russell Wilson has a damn good game and proves to the NFL world why he is the MVP of this league.
He's good, man.
Christian McCaffrey still exists, by the way, in case you're wondering.
True. Russell Wilson exists.
I know.
He's a quarterback.
Wilson and McCaffrey will be good. All right.
What's the over-under on that Bears game? I feel like I would take the under, whatever it is.
That's a good point.
I don't know. The Bears' defense has actually been really
bad.
That's
true.
They've been really bad, and this Detroit team has some weapons. So the over-under for the Bears game is 41.
Detroit has had weapons for my entire life.
They have. But
they've never won.
Stafford's using them pretty well.
Yeah, he is.
Galladay's been really
good.
Marvin Jones has been pretty good for them.
I keep saying this, and I've said it 100 times on the show. I wish Matt Stafford played for a winning organization because I think we would think of him as a heck of a lot better quarterback than what he is.
Matt Stafford on the Bears would make the Bears a 10 or 11, 12 win team.
I like Matt Stafford. I think he's a good quarterback.
All right, here's my picks this weekend. We'll start with the college football slate. You guys are kind of on this, the LSU-Alabama train a lot. I like LSU +6, but I'm not confident enough to pick it. But I am confident to pick LSU-Alabama over 62.5.
Okay.
This is not going to be a 13-7 slugfest that we've seen in the past. Both Joe Burrow and Tua are both two of the best quarterbacks in the country right now. These defenses do not have the pass rush to get after these quarterbacks.
Fair
and
enough.
You give these two guys time with the wide receivers that they have, this is going to be a shootout. They'll get over that 62.
How could
a
school like LSU and Alabama not have something?
They do defensively.
Right? They get 5-star recruits at every spot. How could they not have this?
The pass rush is fine. It's just not good enough against these guys. That's all I'm saying. It's fine. Like for Illinois, it'd be like the best pass rush of all time.
Right.
But for them, it's just a little bit subpar.
Hey, don't you sleep on Simeon Rice and the boys.
That's true.
Okay. All right.
Purdue and Northwestern, I'm taking under 40, just like Trevor was. I've had that one circled for a little bit. Purdue, third string quarterback, running game is not good against the Northwestern defense. That's good against stopping the run. And Northwestern shambles offensively.
Sure.
So I think under 40 is safe
good call.
There. Iowa and Wisconsin, really fascinating here. I like Wisconsin -8.5 at home against the Hawkeyes.
I just want to watch this game, not bet on it, and just enjoy it.
Yeah, I feel that too. Illinois +14.5.
Yeah.
I that's just the safe one. I think that Illinois will be within that 2 touchdowns frame there. Michigan State I don't know if Michigan State can score 14 points.
Right.
Let alone 14 and cover. NFL slate. Arizona Cardinals +4.5 against Tampa Bay is my favorite pick of the week.
Okay.
I love that. I think straight up, I think the Cardinals are better.
Yeah.
I think they're more talented. I think they've played against a lot better competition than Tampa Bay. That Tampa Bay secondary is horrible. I think Kyler Murray gets on track.
I think
Christian
too.
Kirk has a great game this week, too.
He's back. I tell you what's interesting with Mike Evans, who right now is maybe the best receiver in football the
Godwin's
last 2 or 3 weeks.
Too.
Godwin's unreal as well. But Patrick Peterson blamed the loss last week on himself. I think he comes back and has a big week
against
Evans. Now, the funny part is I've got Evans in fantasy, so I almost hope Patrick doesn't have a good week, but I still want my Cardinals to win. It's a weird thing.
Yeah, but that 4.5 number is a big number.
It
too,
is.
That's bigger than a field goal.
Yeah.
Two others from the NFL. Kansas City -6 against Tennessee. They got Patrick Mahomes back. He's going to be motivated.
Yep.
They understand how big this game can be. Tennessee at home is not that great. They are not that great at all. I think Kansas City absolutely rolls.
Good call. I like that.
And then my last one, the Rams -4 against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Pittsburgh is decent, but again, Jalen Samuels is now going to have to be the starting running back because James Conner is out. Their defense is fine, but they're not good enough against a Rams team that, coming off a bye, is going to be really good. They have 2 weeks to prepare for this. McVay is going to have good stuff. Good luck stopping Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks, and Todd Gurley, and everybody else here. So I like the Rams minus four against the Steelers.
Isn't it weird how like Mason Rudolph doesn't throw the ball over 5 yards?
Right. And also one other thing, Juju Smith-Schuster just popped up on the injury list today with a toe injury. He could be questionable, and we know how much toes affect wide receivers. Devontae Adams missed three or four games with a turf toe.
Is that what's wrong with him?
Yes.
Yeah. Because he hasn't done much otherwise.
Yeah.
That's for sure. All right, good stuff there. There's a lot of picks there.
We did. We're just cranking them out.
We're not like 30 picks.
We are getting you so much money.
This is why though, we're not in on Monday, because Piper should be back, correct?
Yes.
So, listen, we could just throw out picks without any disdain.
That's
like,
true.
You can clap back at us if we get them wrong.
That's a good point, although they know where you're at.
That's true.
They can clap back at me at the morning show.
I was going to say,
that's
they right. know that's they know where Austin's at.
That's safe.
And Trotter's going to be here anyway, aren't you? Monday?
No, I won't be here Monday.
Whoa, what is this kind of on and off again stuff?
So the problem is I got this thing called school, and I got 6.5 weeks left in this semester, and it's really frustrating. I have class on Monday.
If Illinois beats Michigan State, will you be in here for the show?
I got class.
See, that's Austin.
You got to crack the whip.
I feel like he is putting his future ahead of the show.
That's really shameful of you, Isaac.
That's true.
If I had Garth Brooks, shameless that is.
Listen, I'll just tell Stevie, if he wants to put me on the payroll, though, maybe there is a situation where class will come less important.
I mean, class. Do you really need to? I'm kidding. You need to go to class, kids. Carp is in the house. He's next on the drive.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. 5 generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace. And be thankful. Thanksgiving is coming up. It's more than just the food. It's the people you break bread with. It's the fellowship of one uniform body. It's folding your hands and going to the Lord to give thanks for all the provisions God has afforded you. Blossom Basket Florist has multiple Thanksgiving and fall-themed bouquets. Bouquets and centerpieces to help you remember to be thankful for one more thing, God's all-natural creation. Get started ordering your fall centerpiece. Go to blossombasket.com.
Music all over the house, and I love listening to talk radio, and if I want to listen to any of that, I just turn to Sonos. Andy from Premier Sound is with me. What's up, my man?
What's up, buddy? How are you doing today,
Lon? You have been talking to me about Sonos for so long. Explain a little bit how awesome this product is.
Absolutely, buddy. Sonos, the best way to describe it is the coolest streaming music service system on the planet. You could come into Premier Sound, you could buy a speaker. Literally, and the speaker is the size of a quart of oil. You could get one the size of a shoebox.
Awesome.
You could get one as large as a sound bar, and you literally control every one of those boxes. Or even if you have speakers in your house, you control all of those from your phone, your laptop, your iPad, your Android phone. Any smart device you have, you could literally, and I'm not exaggerating, buddy, you could stream unlimited radio stations, 110,000 radio stations from everywhere in the world, tens of thousands of podcasts, and every kind of music you could imagine under the sun all from your phone. You got to come check it out.
Premier Sound.
Come see me. Corner of Prospect and Bradley in Champaign.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? For the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers. Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
Illini basketball is back, and we need you to join the fight. Experience all of the thrills.
Out top is Io, long, long three.
And the chill.
Yosumo dribbles it out. The Illini have done it.
Oh, huge win, and they saw it before, baby.
You don't want want to miss the next big win in State Farm Center. Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com or by calling 1-866-ILLINI1.
Are you upset with your phone plan? I know of a place for you. Sprint by Wireless Revolution. Wireless Revolution is a certified Sprint dealer and will get you the perfect deal for your phone plan. Whether you're single, need a family plan, or getting devices for your employees, Wireless Revolution has your back. Sprint has wonderful service and you will always be connected with the people that mean the most to you. They will take care of transferring your contacts and apps. So stop by Sprint by Wireless Revolution. They have three locations, one in Urbana on Philo Road and two in Champaign, one in Marketplace Mall and one on North Prospect.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit MaxRecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we
If you want the best, go to Body and Soul Sports, your go-to for all your favorites. With shoes from Asics, Adidas, Brooks, and Nike, get comfort and style with an in-store free gait analysis for the proper fit. Perform and look your best with apparel and gear for every season. There's swimwear to compete or for the beach anytime. Men, women, and kids can play like the pros. So walk, run, or ride to Body and Soul Sports. Great store, great service, great prices. Route 45 and Curtis Road in Savoy. Online, body, the letter N, and soulsports.com.
Be the hit of game day with Hickory River Smokehouse. Every get-together needs ribs, beef brisket, wings, and pulled pork. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Throw in some of their famous sides, and it's a party. Whether you're feeding just the kids or the entire gang, you are covered. Call ahead and pick up on game day. Your guests will thank you. In Springfield, Urbana, Peoria, Decatur, and at HickoryRiver.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Oh, hell song! I'm trying to find the Jimmy Page here for Garp. That's not it. Blake. Let's just go with that. Is that good? It is The Drive. Austin Berkland's in today. Isaac Trotter just left because after he tells me he's not coming in Monday, and then he just leaves early. This is the kind of stuff you deal with, Carp, on a daily basis.
300-mile trip right to East Lansing.
Oh, wait. I forgot he's driving up there.
Yeah, him and Jeremy.
Oh, well, why didn't we just let him not work today?
It's not that late in the night.
Yeah, that's true.
5:41.
So they're leaving tonight for East Lansing.
No, I think 6 a.m.
morning.
6:30. Oh, well, then he should have stayed. No, I'm kidding. We got him out of here for Carp. What's up, Carp?
How's it going, guys?
Good, buddy.
It's good seeing you.
Yeah, it's good seeing you guys.
Amen. How's the 200 level?
It's going fantastic. And what I've noticed, and I was talking just before we came on, too, about podcasting and how you can measure it, right? And it is, we've talked about the economic impact stories. When Illinois wins, everyone wins, right?
Yes.
And I'm sure you guys see it, too. When you are winning, there is more of an interest because we often think that sports talk is the sort of cathartic. We only get into it when we're, pissed off or something.
Right, right.
But I think about how I consume it, and it is when Illinois is doing well, or the Bears are doing well, or the Yankees are doing well, I seek out anything I can consume about
it. Good call.
So the last 2 weeks have been especially great, and if they win tomorrow.
Yep.
I mean, Harry and I had all these, we have a path to Indy.
What?
Yeah. Illinois has a path to Indy.
How? If Minnesota loses three straight and Illinois wins the rest of these games, then they're going to be in the Big Ten championship.
Are you kidding me?
No. So
who does Minnesota play?
Penn State and Wisconsin for sure. And Iowa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just,
Oh, my. Well, now, wait a minute. Now I'm really interested in this football season. That is crazy.
Yeah. So there is a path to that. And but really, it all comes – I don't need – 9. Well, I guess it'd be 8-4. I don't need that.
No. Right.
But there is a difference between 6 and 6 and 7.
Amen. Amen. And especially coming down to that last game against Northwestern. Before we get going, Wade had texted in earlier and said, "When and where can we hear the 200 level? I'm not good enough to throw out Spotify stuff. You know that more than anybody. So how do we do that? How can people hear it, etc.?
Easiest way on an iPhone would be through your podcast app.
Okay.
To search the 200 level. If you're on an Android, pretty sure Google Play Store is one of them. Spotify is a good app for that. Stitcher. And you can also go online to the200level.podbean.com.
Awesome. Yeah. And if you follow Karp on Twitter.
Yeah, I put it out.
You're firing them out there.
I'm
so
just totally I'm glad shameless
you do,
promotion.
Though. I'm glad you do, because, I mean, it boom. And sometimes I'll forget. And then the next day you'll send something, and I'm like, oh, that's right. So then I'll listen to it.
The old,
right.
In case you missed it.
Right.
Those are quite popular.
What do you think of this Illinois football turnaround?
Oh, man, I was at the Michigan game, and we had family come down. Sakara's sister and brother-in-law came down, and we're tailgating, and it's 28-0. And I'm like, guys, if you want to go in, we can.
Right.
They had tickets they had bought, and I just assumed we'd make a nice little pit stop. Well, then all of a sudden it's 28-25.
Hmm.
And, you know, it still felt like a mirage, right? At my best friend's wedding the next weekend, so I was not here for the Wisconsin game. And because of that, it still didn't feel real until, in a weird way, the win at Purdue.
Right.
And watching that live, and yes, I know the conditions were favorable for Illinois.
Doubt.
A lot of things were. But they took advantage of it, and they dominated.
Right.
All beginning with, and the MVP maybe this year, other than Blake Hayes, of course, would be...
the pun of the year.
I think Dre Brown.
Yes.
Offensively, at least. Because that run that flipped the field against Purdue, to me, I didn't have any other doubt the rest of that day that Illinois was going to win. And I can't recall, I'd have to go back to 2010, when there were maybe a few games where I just felt very comfortable with right. Illinois winning it.
That's awesome you say that about flipping the field. As you know, Andrew and I were there. And early
great
on...
Great souls, man.
Oh, boy.
My God.
Well, it made up for a lot of the times I left early.
Sure.
At Illinois home games. But when that game was going, Purdue just kind of kept inching us backwards in field position. And I made a statement to Andrew right before that drive. Because every time Illinois started a drive, it was on their own 8-yard line.
Yeah, it was bad at first.
You know, or right in there. And I finally just, I made a statement to Andrew. And with the conditions, I'm like, something needs to happen, whether it be a pass interference, whether Reggie breaks a run, something needs to happen to flip this field position, because otherwise we're finally just going to be in our own end zone.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, four plays later, whatever, Dre breaks that run and gets us down inside Purdue territory. And I was like you, I kind of had that feeling like, I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, the same thing with me, and then watching the rest of it. And by the way, I love that the last two games have been like 2 hour and 45
yeah, what is
college
that?
Football games.
That's crazy.
Keep the running going. And I mean, tomorrow shouldn't be any different.
No, amen.
I don't think. The conditions are favorable. Yep. I think both teams will be able to run the ball with some success. And it'll be done at 5:30. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I look at this Michigan State game, and I think one aspect we aren't talking a lot about is Blake Hayes' impact in this game.
Good call.
There's two good defenses out on this field in Illinois and Michigan State. If Blake Hayes flips this field to the 2-yard line or the 3-yard line or even just inside the 20, and you have to make this Brian Lewerke offense go
great
the
point.
Distance down the field,
yep.
I think that Blake Hayes could be the MVP of this game if Illinois were to win this.
I could totally see that. It's funny, just hearing the words Brian Lewerke offense, like it's a system. That dreaded Brian Lewerke offense. He's
look
the guy
out.
That... Because, you know, I keep tabs on Michigan State because of Kara,
right,
being an alum there.
Right,
so tomorrow
right.
we got a bit of a split household, but she doesn't feel great about Michigan State's chances. So it's this weird kind of spot where I'm looking at all the ingredients for an upset, and timing is one of them. I love the momentum, the trajectory Illinois is on versus Michigan State. And then you have the injuries
yes.
and the ineligibility.
And the suspension, yeah.
And you mix all that together, and I'm thinking, okay. And then I stop myself and almost wonder, is this too easy?
Right.
You know, but that, but you know what that's talking? That's previous Illini fan,
yep.
you know, getting the Charlie Brown, getting the football taken away from you.
Good call.
Right? We have the syndrome that we think we're going to get screwed. But what if we don't?
Right. Yeah, well, that's the thing, right?
They just come out and they win 20-17.
Yeah, you're like, whoa. Graham Couch, we talked about this briefly. I know, Austin, you guys had Graham on. He writes in for Michigan State. He writes up in that area.
Lansing State Journal.
That's it. Thank you. Graham mentioned, you know, he's like, look, I think Michigan State could be ripe for an upset. Illinois coming in feeling good. But I did this once before, and Michigan State won 40-3.
We did, too.
Yeah.
In 2013, we did a game day. That was the first year of game, or second year of game day. And we all did. Jeremy did.
Yep.
And that's the litmus test right there, because you and I can get swept up in something.
Yes, we can.
But Jeremy was usually, hold on. Be careful with that. And he predicted an Illinois win that day.
By the way, he's got him winning again tomorrow.
I saw that. The entire Illini Inquirer staff
mm-hmm.
has that. Did you guys do the pick 'em yet? Or?
We pretty much all did.
Yeah.
We have Illinois winning.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this would be, to me, when we talk about the weekend at large, because we haven't talked basketball yet.
Yeah.
Tonight is an interesting test. I think they get it done, even if it's ugly.
I do, too.
But if you say what 2-1 would you most rather have?
Yeah, what would you?
I'd rather have the football win in there and the loss at Arizona. That's
okay,
ideal,
that's
right?
That's fair.
Because certainly the Arizona win, if basketball wins on Sunday night, would be just that marquee non-conference that you're going to keep in your back pocket.
Huge.
But I do think there's enough opportunities for them to make that up.
What if you could only win one?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, that's what we all said. And I would go 0-2 with basketball if you told me Illinois wins tomorrow guaranteed.
That's fair. That question was asked earlier. All right, let's flip now to basketball. Two bad starts. You know, the Lewis game was a little bit of a 14-2, and, you know, I'm like,
ugly.
And then, of course, against Kipper. Oh, my gosh. Kipper Nickel State.
That's the name of the next 200 level podcast.
Kitten.
What if he comes out and drops like 30? Would it shock you?
No.
Would it shock me?
No, I'd be like, oh, then we'd all be back on the bandwagon.
Yes.
So they go to overtime. They get the win, which is huge at this point. Because I think we'll forget about Nickel State game in about 3 weeks. But what are you seeing so far? What do you think? What do you like?
I think the key with the Nickel State game is this Gardner-Webb 2012, right?
Right.
Tyler Griffey hits the three, let alone the win in Hawaii that year.
That's right.
Quite a buzzer beater. That was an NCAA tournament team.
DJ Richardson.
And I know they had the lull early in the Big Ten, but that was still a pretty good basketball team. So I'm thinking, all right, let's not get too crazy. Certainly it's discouraging. And I saw a lot of the same, what would we call it? Just the same issues. I know that's a broad term. For me, it is still the lack of consistency of the wing position. Alan Griffin looks the part. I love the hustle plays he makes, but you still need consistent offensive production from it. And then these long stretches where the offense, I don't get it because
when it shouldn't,
because you have the guards to make this work. You have the bigs to make this work. Kofi was, the best player, would we say, on the floor? Not named Io.
Right.
The best player on the floor. That's great, and we kind of expected that some games, but, I mean, you ultimately don't want Kofi to be your second best player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not when you have a returning Georgie, Andres Feliz, and Trent Frazier. That, to me, is the key because he was so good his freshman year, less efficient shooting-wise last year. I don't want this to be a downward trajectory. The likes of, gosh, I'm trying to think of a comparison.
DJ Richardson.
Yeah, DJ freshman of the year and he rebounded a senior year.
Yeah.
But
his
sophomore junior year, he struggled.
That's right.
That's the concern right there because I love Io. Georgie will be fine. I think offensively they'll figure it out, but these long stretches, why in the last decade do we just have long stretches, 5-minute droughts unscoring?
It doesn't seem possible, though.
No, it doesn't make sense of this personnel.
Right, exactly.
I'm actually more concerned about Georgie than any of the other players on this roster
Piper.
Right
so
now.
So is Piper.
Because Georgie has to figure out a whole new way of playing, and he found his niche. He found how he's going to use that Swiss Army knife of post moves that he has. His footwork was awesome. It just felt tentative, like he was going to go up for a basket, and then he saw like Kofi is in his general vicinity in the paint, and he's like, wait, can I still do that move with Kofi and that big presence there?
I'm the four now. Yeah, like, it's okay, George. You can still
go
there.
Yeah, do it.
And that's my big concern. And I don't know how quickly he can figure that out, not being that number one option down low. And he has to figure that out. He has to figure out that high-low passing attack that might take place later on in this season when they are a little bit more comfortable maybe with each other. But there's a lot of issues with Georgie, and he was soft defensively.
Yeah, before you respond, Carp, I'll say this. You, Austin, and Piper on the same thing here with Georgie. And I'm not saying I'm not concerned, but two games.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, are we jumping it too quick? I mean, if he comes out tonight and goes, you know, for 16 and Kofi goes for 12, then all of a sudden that's not the narrative anymore, right? But I see what you're saying.
Like, it's not the shooting really that really just makes me worry. It's his defensive presence there. He was tough defensively. There were some times where he got bullied. He wasn't getting rebounds as well. I mean, there's all sorts of issues that Georgie has to deal with, both defensively and offensively, and maybe a little bit of hustle too there.
True.
23 turnovers, and some of them were on Georgie.
Oh, God, that just
that's
got
to end.
You know, I'm watching it on the laptop as we have the Michigan State, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
We have that game on the big screen. I'm just watching on Big Ten Network Plus.
Yep.
$10 for that. And
I think you're the only person I know that did that.
I couldn't resist.
I didn't because I have the mobile pass, and home games are going to be on Big Ten Network Plus.
Okay, got it.
But it's just that was the most frustrating part, because this is not a team that's really all that green.
No.
You know, they have enough experience to not be that messy in the first game of the year.
You've got good guards, you know.
Yeah, how do you – 23 turnovers with a three-guard lineup. Now, Brad Underwood, the way he talked afterwards, brought me a little bit of solace in that there was no sugarcoating it, and he said – essentially, that was a disappointing effort. I think he even said not to take anything away from Nicholls State.
But.
And that is a very nice way of saying we stunk against a bad opponent.
That's a good call.
So tonight, I think, is key, where it's not about style points yet, and there have been better Illini teams that have had rough games, and I mentioned the 2012-2013 team. But at the same time, Underwood has yet to establish consistency. I say him. It's not like he's playing. He's not dribbling. He's not passing. This offensive system is yet to be consistent.
Yeah.
And you got the guards, and maybe it'll click in December or January, but I certainly don't want to get into the Big Ten season with two or three losses you should not have.
Right.
I don't want to see another Ofer in December Big Ten play.
Yeah, you can't afford it this year.
You can't, because Michigan, is that the home game, Michigan?
I think so.
You need to win that game.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
I'm
at Maryland, whatever. That's fine. You can lose that. But you need to win that home game.
Two things, and we're running out of time, so we got to go quick on this. The defense looks different.
It does.
So what do you think of that?
I don't know. I mean, it was effective. I think it's a defense that's great if everyone plays their butt off every single second of every single game, and that's a novel idea. But that's always been my concern with Underwood's defense, is that it is so predicated on you need to just run around with a chicken with its head cut off.
Right.
Great when it works, right? But unfortunately, then you see the offensive struggles, which I think the old cliche leads to defensive struggles.
Yep.
They weren't making shots, Illinois. They were turning the ball over. Then they lost their momentum defensively, and that just can't happen. So we'll see. I don't think there's any adjustments they need to make. It might just be kind of getting the guys used to going a full 40 and playing this just relentless defense.
Good call. All right, last thing. It almost seems like Illinois football and basketball have kind of turned the page. I'm jumping the ship here on basketball.
No, I hear you.
But I feel like this is a team that if everything went right and they finished like they were predicted to, top six in the Big Ten, I think they'll be fifth. If that happens, they've turned the corner.
Yeah.
Illinois football, we see that they've got, you know, they're one win, they're one Northwestern win away from a bowl game, and possibly three wins. And three Minnesota losses away from Indy.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys threw that. I love that.
Now, Wisconsin would also have to lose another game in there. But
yeah, right. Well,
we'll figure that out.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
We got the tiebreaker over them.
Well, that's true. So do you feel like the momentum's here? I mean, the momentum's here, I think, for Illinois, for the major sports. Do you feel like they've turned it?
Ask me that Monday.
That's a good call.
But you know what? With football, they don't need to win tomorrow. I badly want them to.
I do too.
They could lose 20-17, and I'm going to say, God, that stinks.
Yep.
But it's going to be a new feeling of disappointment in that, darn it, we could have won that game.
No, good call.
Or the disappointment used to be we didn't even compete, and this is depressing.
Right.
So that would be a changing of the guard. I think the bye week is perfectly placed for them too, because they can just go out tomorrow, balls to the wall, and just leave it out there.
Yep.
Just go out there and get the win. But
I love it.
I think that they're close, and Breitweiser had an interesting idea that this Lovey tenure, you have a decent year this year, you go 7 or 8 wins next year with that very favorable schedule, I think you need to, and then you pass off the baton, right, to somebody else.
Yeah.
I could totally see that being the case, and Underwood just needs to make the tournament. I don't care how.
Right. You've heard me say it, Carp. You heard me say it. I always thought that the next hire for Josh Whitman would be the biggest one he makes, only because I thought Lovey would get us to where – this team could win 6 or 7 a year.
And he's close to that.
Close to that. And then, if you just said with Steve, if you get to with a favorable schedule next year, and if this team, you know, has a lot back, and if they continue to play like they are and continue to improve, you could win 7 or 8 next year. You wouldn't be surprised. I've always thought that next hire then would be the big one.
As Harry and I talked about how next year could be Illinois' Minnesota year.
Yeah.
The way that schedule sets up, it could
be
the Minnesota year, because Ohio State, you're 8-2 facing Ohio State at Memorial Stadium next November. You finally get that elusive game day in Champaign.
All right, we're 2 minutes away here from 2 minutes, Miami. 2 minutes from your live shot. That's a TV thing. All right, so 200 level, I'm going to jump on it this week.
That's right. So Monday we'll hook up, because we're going to have a busy weekend to talk about, obviously. And hopefully, you know, we're feeling good now, right?
Okay.
We're feeling good about this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up Monday feeling bad.
Let's take it. What's the coach say? Let's do it one game at a time.
There you go.
Let's take it one game at a time. Let's get Grand Canyon out of the way tonight and, you know, feel good about our Illinois basketball team again. And then, man, this is an anticipated football game tomorrow.
So you
I wish this was a home game tomorrow.
I do, too. But I actually think it could be advantageous for this team to get out of here. And there isn't a whole lot of pressure.
Yeah,
I know they're talking bowl game, and I appreciate them embracing that. But there's not really pressure on this game.
I mean, the pressure is on Michigan State in front of their home crowd.
True.
Because not screw it up.
Yeah, they're going to. The natives are restless up there.
Austin, thanks for coming in the last 2 days.
Not a problem. It was
long
fun.
Long days for you.
It was fun.
Good luck to Paxton. They play tonight? Or they play tomorrow?
They play tomorrow against Farmington.
Farmington, okay. All right, good luck to that. Good luck to Paxton and all the area football teams still alive. And, Carp, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, boys.
We'll do it again, I promise.
Yes, we will.
All right, we're out of here. Everybody enjoy a great weekend, and let's get 3-0, man.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.